Talk about coming down the stretch in the second half, kind of wheezing to the end of the game and getting this victory anyway.
Well, you know, I thought, Brown's difficult to play against. They run the Princeton offense and play zone the whole game. And, you know, at some point it becomes taxing, but I thought we did a good job of staying with it. And, you know, we actually did a good job of field goal percentage. We allowed them to only shoot 36%. But, you know, they went to the free throw line the last 8-9 minutes of the ball game.
Yeah.
And that's basically what kept them in the game.
Absolutely. That had to be frustrating. As good of a free throw shooting team as Brown is, to keep sending them. Were you keep sending them to the line, or was it them just forcing the issue? And
well, I don't think you intentionally send anybody to the line. I just thought it was what they were doing, trying to drive the ball, because we did a pretty good job of contesting shots and not allowing three-point looks. So they were just continuously driving the ball, and they forced the issue. You know, we went a little zone, and kind of took some of the pressure off of us a little bit. But you know, I thought when we were up 9, I thought we had a chance to probably increase the lead, but we missed some shots down here, and they go back down and they score.
Johnson Ball seemed to play a key role every time that you needed a hoop, especially in the first half. Mm-hmm. He was there on the boards. He was there making things happen.
Yeah.
He had a nice game.
I thought this was John's best game in a while, on both ends of the floor, rebounding-wise. I thought he made good decisions tonight, and I thought offensively he was pretty good.
You also showed tonight that you can win when Leon and Devon don't do a whole lot offensively.
Exactly, and you know, when you play a zone, that's one of the purposes is to not to give those guys looks, and tonight they weren't allowed to get those looks, and you know, but the other guys stepped up. I thought Kurt Graber did a good job in the first half. You know, he had 4 points in the first half and rebounded the ball well. I thought he had a really big defensive play on the wing over here, and I also thought that Jason Myers came in and did a pretty good job for us.
No Elgin Fitzgerald tonight.
Well, I think he's got the flu.
Really?
He's throwing up before practice and throwing up right before the game. So,
yeah.
And
one thing is, how difficult is it for your team to find the gaps in that 1-3-1 whatever zone trap that they run out of that half court? Was it difficult to feel your way through that in the opening half? How long does it take for you to find the gap?
Well, they didn't start off in that right away. They started off in a 2-3 zone, and we did a really good job of attacking that early, and that's why they went to the 1-3-1 zone. And basically what it does is it really extends your offense. So not only does it extend your offense, but it takes away a little of your clock, so your ball reversals become less. And so the answer to it was to get the ball to the high post and attack the paint.
So 2-1 in the Ivy League, and you protected your home court.
Right.
Taking care of business.
Well, when midnight comes, we got to start taking care of business again. We got Yale coming in tomorrow night, and it's going to be a tough game as well. So I think these two teams split.